Hey, how you doing? It's your girl Tamika Hall here, and this is the Tamika Hall Radio Show. You're locked into iWorship 96 FM Radio, where we spin the best in gospel and Christian music. So listen, today is all about motherhood and mental health. I'm really excited about today's show because I think that while mental health is making its way into mainstream media more, and people are talking about it more, with like Taraji Henson and things like that, I still think that we need to do more to talk about it. I think we need to talk about it until mothers understand that it's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to seek help. And so tonight I'm really excited because I have a very special guest hanging out in the virtual wings, Shayla Shaw. She is the founder of Navigating My Crazy podcast, and she focuses all on mental health, motherhood, and how to reconcile both of those things. A lot of people would be really shocked to know that I really suffered from, I felt like a mental break, after I'd had my daughter and went through postpartum depression. And at that time, I didn't know what it was. And I didn't feel comfortable telling anybody that something just wasn't working. So listen, if you're tuned in right now and you know somebody who needs to be tuned into this broadcast, I want you to text them, tweet them, call them, hit them up in the DM boo, share this on your Facebook, share it within your Instagram stories, whatever you have to do, because I know that this is going to be a very great interview. I got some very amazing and inspiring music coming your way. This is my homegirl, Ty Bolden, with her song, Free Woman. Y'all, it's all about being free tonight. Keep it locked. I worship 96 FM Radio.
Free, free.
Feeling low, hey. I'm dreaming big, I'ma letting go, hey.
Welcome back. It's your girl, Tamika Hall, here, and this is the Tamika Hall Radio Show. How you doing today? I worship 96 FM radio, where we spin the best in gospel and Christian music. Listen, I've already been enjoying myself, but I know you guys are like, Tamika, you always say that, and I do. I really, really do, because I just love what I do. I love, you know, when God can give you a passion, give you something that you love, and he allows you to do that. And so it's just been really, really a great ride, and I'm really excited about my next guest here, Shayla Shaw. Shayla, you're a mental wellness advocate. You're an empowerment coach. You and I are fellow broadcasting besties, because you also own your own podcast, all that great stuff. But I love that God is allowing you to walk in your purpose. And so welcome to the show tonight. I'm so excited about you being here and you empowering everybody that's listening to the Tamika Hall Radio Show. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me, Tamika.
I'm super psyched to have you here. And, you know, first of all, let me just say that, and I know everybody has already seen your picture, but you're a wifey, you're a mommy, and I do not believe you when you say you're a grandma. Like, I don't believe it. There's no way.
Well, technically, I'm not a grandma. I'm a Gigi.
You're a Gigi? Yes. Yes, girl.
Through the grandma to the side. Yes, our oldest son. We now have two granddaughters, and I'm pretty excited. Yes, because I only had one girl, and she was always wanting to have sisters. So now she has nieces.
So, oh, my goodness, and you have four, and your hubby, you have four kids, and you said you only had one girl. Oh, my goodness,
yes.
You poor ladies. So the men ruled the house, I guess. Well, no, maybe not.
Absolutely.
Your daughter probably ruled the house. Is she the
did.
Baby?
Yes, she did.
Oh,
no,
yeah, well, she ruled
the
house.
She is the middle child, yes.
But, you know, everybody always caters to the girl, so, you know, and I'm sure in your house, I'm sure, you know, hubby's like, what did your mom say? You know, that's the way I grew up. My dad was like, what did your mom say? I'm like,
yes.
She told me to come ask you. You know, it's,
yes.
Yeah, so.
Yes, it's so
I love it. I love it. Yeah, I mean, I used to feel like I was going crazy. I mean, the fun thing is I get to do it with my own children now. And now I understand why my parents did it, because it's like, you're not going to play us against each other. So what'd your dad say? Well, what'd your mom say? And you know, we just go back and forth. But so I want to jump right in. You know, you are a mental health advocate. How did this become a driving passion for you?
This became a driving passion after I was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder and major depressive disorder. So all my life, I always knew I was different. I held things in, and, you know, when bad things happen, I had this anxiety. I had this fear. And so I became a mother when I was 18 years old. And it was just all of these feelings and anxiety and depression and postpartum that I was experiencing that I had no outlet or no information or no knowledge about.
Mm-hmm.
So I just felt like I was in this bubble in the world by myself. And, you know, because everyone else seemed like they had it together. And so I just felt so alone and just, you know, just felt like I just couldn't get it together. And since everyone looked like they had it together, I didn't ask questions. I didn't reach out for help because I just felt like I was the only one that was experiencing this. So that was the major reason for, you know, starting the empowerment coaching, for starting the podcast, because I realized, of course, later in life that there were so many other moms that was experiencing this. Experiencing postpartum, experiencing depression, experiencing anxiety, experiencing, you know, body image issues, and just all of this gamut of things that we have and hold inside, and they weren't talking about it either. So, you know, needed to put out this form to say, you are normal, this is natural, and let's talk about it. Let's get it out there. Let's end the stigma. Let's end these unrealistic societal expectations placed on being a mom. And that's really the reason why I just put myself out there.
You know, I'm going to tell you, I remember having my youngest daughter, and I'm going to tell you, Shayla, I didn't realize that I had been suffering from postpartum depression until probably 2 years later. And, I mean, I think at that point,
I was actually starting to come out of it. But I understand what you're saying. I remember just being like, something is not right. And I remember talking to my doctor, who he just prescribed me some Lexapro. And and then I was afraid to take it because, I mean, I was nursing, and so I didn't take it. You know, and for me, it was like, I was saying to myself, the stigma, or playing into the stigma of, you know, I'm not crazy. I don't need medication, you know, and all these things. And like I said, it wasn't until I kind of started seeing a light at the end of the tunnel that I was able to say, huh, I really think I was going through postpartum depression. And I think it's because I happened to see something on television about it. So, I mean, what are some signs that mothers may be depressed? Because I feel like I remember reaching out to people, and because people were so used to me at least appearing like I had it together, people didn't take me seriously. So what are some signs? Well, let's take it in two parts. What are some signs for the mom that's listening right now that she may be really suffering from something very serious?
Right. And so there, of course, is this wide gamut of experiences. But for myself, I would say I had, well, with the second two pregnancies, I didn't have an attachment to my children when I first had them. So I loved them because they were mine, but I didn't have a connection. And so it was just this weird feeling, and then the guilt that went along with it. And so it was just this sadness, this guilt, you know, this didn't feel like I was bonding. And then with my first son, there was this anxiety that I wasn't doing anything right, that, you know, that if I left him, something would happen to him, or if he was crying, that I just had to hold him. And I just didn't feel like myself. I felt like I was in the world, but it was happening without me.
Yes.
And, you know, I just felt this sadness and this loneliness that I wasn't doing things right, that, you know, things would happen, like a bookshelf would fall on him. And it was just like just these random things that just I just felt like so closed in, and just this sadness and darkness that, you know, was heavy. And that's not what you see on television. You know, you see the happiness and the bonding and the love, and it's like, okay,
yeah,
what am I not
doing? You see them crying in the delivery room, and everybody's so excited while they're getting stitched up, and, you know.
Exactly. And I shared this story recently about after I had my daughter. I was 19 at that point, so I had my son when I was 18. A year and a month later, I had my daughter. So I was laying in the hospital, and the only thing I was thinking about was, how am I going to do this? I have two kids in Pampers. I'm going to have two kids on bottles. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, you know, this is immediately after having my daughter. So they go to give her to me, and I say, give her to her dad. And the looks on everyone's faces in the room was like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I'm just, you know, just tired, just, you know, just trying to make excuses. But it was just this anxiety. My brain was going nonstop, and I didn't take the time to enjoy the moment.
But you know, when you're in a state like that, you don't even know how to enjoy the moment.
Right.
You're just trying to survive. I remember feeling like that. I remember just being like, okay, we got through the delivery. Okay, great.
Right.
You know, yeah.
And then you're sitting there with millions of strangers in the room, and your legs are wide open, and you're naked, and you're, you know, so it's still like all of this stuff that you're feeling, and you just want it to be over. And, you know, you're thinking, well, why am I not like these ladies on TV? Why am I not having this beautiful moment with, you know, my significant other and the birth of our child? And so then again, there's that guilt that you experience. I call it mom guilt, that you're experiencing when you're not feeling the way that you think that society is expecting us to feel.
And, you know, and you're right. I mean, I remember feeling a lot of guilt. And, you know, you said it a few minutes ago that, you know, women who go through this, we have different experiences and different stories. But I would even venture to say that all of us knows what it feels like to just be existing in the world. Because I remember saying that. I think I might have said it to my mom. I was like, I feel like I'm just here. And it's, you know, it's almost like I would be looking through, I don't even, you know, like a glass or something. It's like my lens was very narrow. And I mean, it's like I just went through the motions. And I remember at one point feeling very suicidal. Did you ever encounter anything like that?
Yes. Unfortunately, I am a three-time suicide survivor.
Praise God for surviving.
You know, yes. So, unfortunately, did I not only feel it, I went through the process. And it was just that spiral of just feeling like I wasn't getting anything right. Like the kids would be better off without me. And even relationship issues, because of course when you aren't yourself anymore.
Right.
And then we were young, 18, 19 years old, having children, moving in together, learning each other, and then you feel like
everything happening at once.
I'm not a good mom. I'm not doing this right. I'm pushing him away. You know, I'm not being a good parent to these kids because I'm tired. I'm frustrated. They're getting on my nerves. They're crying all the time. You know,
nothing's working.
You know, I'm not weaning them at the right time. I'm not, you know, taking them off Pampers. Like, you know, all of these things were, you know, these milestones. When a child is this age, they should be doing this, or you should be doing this. And I just feel like I wasn't doing anything right. My house was never clean. Toys were everywhere. And it's like, you know, what's my purpose? You know, why am I here? What am I not doing right? And so it was just, and of course, you know, the devil is busy. And so he gets into your head and he makes you feel, you know, he pushes you to feel like, you know, you're not needed, or that the world would be better off without you. And it wasn't until I really understood grace and the forgiving of myself, you know, and understanding that I'm going to make mistakes. But just as God forgives us, I have to forgive myself for the things that I don't do right and I don't say right. And not only forgive myself, but ask for forgiveness for my husband and my ex-husband and, you know, my kids, and be able to acknowledge my mistakes and then move forward from it. Don't just stay in it and let it, this anxiety and frustration build up within myself, because that's when those dark thoughts start to come.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that you're saying, I think, is so true, and we have to pay attention to, is the fact that we're focused on the mother right now and the one that really might be dealing with the mental health, but it is something that impacts everybody that is around her.
free.
Free indeed, free.
You can get free.
Free
and be free.
I gotta stay free.
Free, free.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Free indeed, free.
You know, what are some signs for people that may be around someone? How can they recognize that, okay, she might be going through some type of depression? You know, what are some signs that they can look for and recognize?
My thing was I didn't feel well, or I always said that my stomach hurt, or, you know, this reluctancy to be around other people or get out of the bed, or always angry or always sad, because you know your family, you know your significant other, you know your sister or your cousin or your friend, and you know mm-hmm. their personality. And so everyone has their days, but when mm-hmm. those days turn into weeks and they turn into months and you start seeing these patterns, then continuously ask. And be that listen, you know, because a lot of times we want to solve problems or we want to give answers. But sometimes mm-hmm. we just need someone to listen and say that I understand, or that I've been there, or I know someone. Because we always hear about getting help. But my, you know, what does getting help mean? You know,
what does it even look
cases,
like? Yeah.
Exactly, and in some cases, it is just having a friend or having someone to listen or say I understand or just be there. And then in other cases, it's having someone to say, hey, let me take the kids for an hour and just let you get some rest or
yes.
have time for yourself. So it's having that support system of family and friends to help you out when you need it. And continuously ask, because, of course, sometimes new moms, they have that reluctancy to let their kids go. But to mm-hmm. just continually ask, you know, just know I'm here if you need. You know, if you just want me to stay in the house with you while you take a nap, I'll do that. You know,
mm-hmm.
offering and then actually following through. And then when
yes.
you notice, you know, that there are patterns and it's extending a long time, talk to your primary care physician. Talk to your doctor. And a lot of times, of course, they're not well-versed in maternal
mm-hmm.
mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said with the Lexapro, that was the first thing that my doctor prescribed to me. And I didn't get the right dose because he was just my doctor, and I didn't follow up to say, well, hey, this is really not working, or it's making
mm-hmm.
me feel this way, or I'm having these side effects. I just stopped taking them. You know,
mm-hmm,
and my mom was
mm-hmm.
like, you don't need those. You just need to pray. And so I poured them, you know, down the
yes,
toilet
and, to say that.
and tried to pray it away. But I was praying. And mm-hmm. it wasn't happening. So understanding that, you know, yes, you have to have faith. Yes, you have to have faith. You have to have a support system. But sometimes you may need medication. You may need a therapist. You may need to go a step further and talk to a psychologist or a counselor or a psychiatrist. And in some cases, get prescribed medication to get you back to yourself. And it's nothing wrong with that. So help comes in different forms.
And, you know, one thing that, you know, as you're talking, I'm thinking about the fact that, you know, if you are around somebody and you see that they're, you know, not themselves, like you said, and it's an extended period of time, even while you're talking to them, it's about really listening. You got to listen to what they're saying because, you know, as moms, we, even when there are toys all over the floor, you know, there's a poopy diaper here, you know, the child, you know, needs to be changed here, but you're cooking here, you know what I mean? We still make things look effortless. You know, we still, it's crazy because for us, everything's falling apart, but we, for somebody else stepping into that situation, it still almost seems like we're okay. And so to me, it's like, you got to listen. If somebody says to you, I don't feel like myself, or, you know, I feel like I'm going crazy, it's like, you need to listen. And don't just say to him, honey, just pray about it. Listen, I know that God is real, but like you said, help comes in different ways. And I think for me, what would have helped me is for somebody to give me permission to seek help. Mm-hmm. Rather than making me feel like I just needed it. You know, I mean, because, you know, you can say to somebody, well, something's wrong. You need to go see somebody. Okay, that's not the way to tell somebody that they're going through something.
Exactly.
They need permission to not be okay. Yeah, it's okay to not be okay, but let's fix it. Yeah.
And that was the key word you said. Something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want anything to be wrong with us.
Exactly.
We don't want anything to be wrong. But
because we already feel like we're doing things wrong.
Right, or if I'm not feeling well, because when you have the flu, I don't feel well. You don't say something wrong, I don't feel well. So if you're not feeling well, if you're not yourself, if you're not, and I always say I'm never 100, but if you're not, you know when you're in drive, and if you're not in drive, you just feel like you're in between gears all the time, then, you know, it's time to get, you know, that checkup to make sure that all of your gears are, you know, in the right places.
And I also want to just reiterate what you said about, you know, there really is nothing wrong with taking medication to help you get back to yourself. There's nothing wrong with seeing a therapist. I know at one point I ended up doing both of those. You know, the first time I had the Lexapro, I did just what you said. You know, it's like, okay, no, God, you gonna fix it, you know? But eventually I did get on the Lexapro and I took it, but at that point I understood it was to help me kind of maintain my anxiety, and it helped me to process my anxiety in a better way, you know, versus me just feeling like everything was falling apart. And that was coupled with therapy also. And then eventually, you know, I was able to, you know, not have either, but it was a blessing for me. You know, and I'm telling y'all, everyone who is tuned in, it was a blessing for me. And this has happened in, you know, recent years, you know, because I think everybody might look at us, you know, Shayla, you are the producer of a very popular podcast. We're definitely going to jump into that. But people may look at, okay, well, they have it all together. No, sometimes you have to fight for yourself, and it is okay to do that.
Yes, so exactly.
So this led you to create a community and a podcast, which I so love the name of the podcast, Navigating My Crazy, because that is what it feels like as a mom. Talk to us about your podcast and your growing community.
Right. And so initially starting off the empowerment coaching, which first started off as mentoring, I did realize that, of course, I can only talk to and help so many people. A day. So it started off as a blog. I said, well, I'll just start writing because writing is my thing. And not talking because I am a total introvert. So
are
when
you?
We were moving in, yes. So when we were moving into our house, my husband wanted to build a studio onto a house because he has a music background, producing background. And so I hated that idea. No, you will not turn what was a formal dining room into a studio, even though, of course, majority of the kids are out of the house now. We only have one, our 12-year-old, so it's like, why do we need a formal dining room? And so I finally agreed to do that. And then God kept telling me, open your mouth. And I was like, okay, I'll write more.
I got something to say. I'll put it down.
Yes. And he was like, no, I need you to speak. I need you to talk. And I really literally thought I was going crazy. Because I honestly had never, you know, I heard people talk about God speaking to them and God giving them visions and God giving them signs and purpose, but I really never knew what my purpose was. Just really thought it was just special people that had this. So I bought the book, How to Hear from God by Joyce Myers, because I really thought I was going crazy. And just really started trying to understand, like, what is God trying to tell me to do? Because I literally couldn't sleep at night. I just kept this idea churning in my head, open your mouth. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm talking to people.
It's open,
and,
Lord, know,
I started, you know, being more open to people and telling my story and sharing myself, because I had a young lady say to me, you wouldn't understand. Your life is perfect. And I'm thinking, no, honey.
No, boo.
Anything from perfect. So I realized I really needed to stop talking to people from where I was. You know, at that point, you know, I had a career. I was managing a operations center, a call center, had, you know, employees reporting to me, was mentoring a lot of the employees, mentoring a lot of single moms. Nice. You know, at this point, had it together, had kids, you know, headed to college, and had the, you know, I've been married twice. So, you know, my husband and I, everything appeared good, but people didn't understand where I came from, didn't understand the attempted suicide, didn't understand that I had been homeless, didn't understand, you know, that I was in a career, but I didn't have a college degree. I'm sorry. So I was struggling with all of these, you know, impersonation issues. And so I realized that, hey, you're mentoring people from where you are. And it just felt like I was talking down to them. You need to get down and let them know who Shayla really is and why I can help you, why, you know, I have this empathy and I understand where you came from. And then I realized, okay, that's what God was talking about. You need to start telling your story, because just like you felt alone and felt like you were walking in a bubble, there are so many other moms that are experiencing depression. You know, just reading news articles and reading what's going on with moms suffering from postpartum and leaving their kids and, you know, just divorces at this crazy rate. And a lot of times it happens after kids are introduced into the marriage, because it's this whole different dynamic. And if a husband is used to this fun, loving wife, and then all of a sudden she has a kid and everything changes,
everything
and she doesn't
changes.
Know how to explain it, and she, you know, doesn't get help, then the dynamic of the family falls apart. And then these moms, like myself, are passing on these behaviors to their children, because I noticed my depressive behaviors in my oldest son. I noticed him being withdrawn and not wanting to be around people, because that's what I was teaching him. So I realized that we needed to start jumping up and saying, hey, you know, this is real. This is happening. Mm-hmm. This is normal. But it doesn't have to stay this way.
Yes.
There is help. There are things that we can do to forward, and then these are the things that we can show our children. Hey, I've been here. You know, it's all right to have emotions. It's all right to be sad. But we also have to recognize that if something's wrong, then our kids see us getting help. Then our kids see us moving forward. Then our kids see us prospering. And they don't see, like we saw our moms, you know, I hardly ever saw my mom going to the doctor. I hardly ever saw my mom, you know, take a mental health day or take care of herself or go get her hair done or go out with her friends or, you know, say, hey, take the kids. I need a break. I never saw her do that.
No, my mother just did it. She was Claire Huxtable. Mm-hmm. Like, she just did everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I also rarely saw my mom smile. I also really saw my mom happy. Like, she always had it together. She always looked good. She always had her earrings on.
Come
she
on.
Was always
Go ahead, Mom.
Pretty.
Yes.
But my mom never looked happy. And I realized I didn't either. And I wanted to do something different. And then, you know, build this community of moms to also say, hey, we all want to do something different, to teach our daughters and to teach our sons something different so we aren't constantly passing on these things to our children. Or at least they know that if this happens, then I can get help and then I can move forward.
Look at somebody behind you, tell them he's here right now. And tell them because he's here, everything you need is here. I need all my worshipers, open up your mouth and give them glory right here. Oh, oh yeah, yeah. Come on, worshipers, lift up your voice. Come on, singers, come on. Come on, don't mute your worship. Oh, he's in the room.
We bow down. Oh,
be enthroned.
Be enthroned in our praise.
King of
kings.
We bow down.
We bow down.
Be enthroned.
Be enthroned.
To the King of kings. You're here right now. To the King of Kings is we bow down. Be enthroned. I want y'all to say this, repeat, say, forever you are, forever you are King, forever you are me, forever you are me. You're the everlasting God. Wonderful Counselor, you're a mighty God, and we give you glory. Let's go. Say the King of Kings, we bow down. Be enthroned, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords is here. We give you all. Holy, 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 holy,
contributor. The King of Kings just in this room, being drowned in our grave. King of Kings in this room, and we give you everything we have, Jesus. We surrender again. We surrender again. We surrender again. We'll give it all up again. We surrender again. I need somebody to lift those hands. Oh, my Lord. We give it all over to you, Lord. Our issues, Father. Our bad habits, Father. We give it to you. We give it to you. Glory and honor, dominion and power. Glory and honor.
I love it. I love it. So you launched the podcast, and look at you. You know, you're empowering people. God has you talking to people all over the world. Okay,
yes.
Talk about Lord. I'm nervous. I know he was like, "Girl, if you don't be quiet, where can we tune into your podcast?" Because I really have been enjoying it. I love it that you deal with so many different things. You know, obviously you're dealing with mothers, and we are talking about mental health, but you talk about everything from, you know, how to balance, you know, the family, how to. I know the latest episode is helping mothers navigate, you know, children who have diabetes and what have you. You have really great experts that come onto your show and all of that great stuff. So let people know where they can find Navigating My Crazy podcast.
Right. So the podcast is on any platform that you can listen to a podcast. So Apple Podcasts or iTunes, you just type in Navigating My Crazy. On YouTube, the show is there. SoundCloud or Google Play if you haven't. And Android. Then, of course, SoundCloud and Spotify and different places like that. So whatever platform that you go to, or you can simply go to NavigatingMyCrazy.com and you can pull up the episodes and listen there. So I make it easy. If you want to listen, it's everywhere.
I love it. Yeah, you, listen, you have this branding thing down, which is just, it's really, really great. And so, folks, you definitely got to go to NavigatingMyCrazy.com. Like you said, your podcast is literally everywhere. And I can definitely say it's one of those podcasts where once you start listening, it's like, okay, let me go to the next episode. Okay, let me go to the next episode. It's definitely easy listening and super informative. So I'm really excited you said yes to God when he told you to do it. Shayla, how can people find you directly?
Yes. So I am on all social media platforms. I do have my website for the empowerment coaching and any of my blog posts is shaylashaw.com, but also on Instagram if you type in Navigating My Crazy, Twitter, and also on Facebook I have Shayla Shaw. LLC and Navigating My Crazy is on Facebook. So you can find me on any social media platform. I'm pretty active, share a lot about the family. We just came from Jamaica, so shared about our family vacation there. but that was just one of those things, again, unfortunately, you know, when the kids were growing up, we didn't do a lot because
yes.
I had all of this anxiety, especially with money, not wanting to spend money because I grew up really poor, so never knew something was coming, so I never wanted to spend. So it's like you're getting older. My son is about to graduate from college. My daughter is supposed to graduate next year. My oldest son, of course, is a father and having kids and working. So just wanted to say, hey, we need to at least once a year get together as a family, do something, go somewhere. And why not go to Jamaica? So
why not?
that was fun.
Why not go to Jamaica? Jamaica is beautiful. I definitely loved being in Jamaica. It was definitely a beautiful country. And you know what, I'm about to like go into a whole nother subject, but it was really interesting. Did you get a chance to get off the resort and actually travel through the countryside of Jamaica when you all were there?
Absolutely. And it just
you have to do that.
So
yeah, you have to do that. Right. It makes you very grateful. And I'm not sure if you had a tour guide that explained to you just, you know, how they acquire, you know, their property. And it's just like, we are really privileged. We are really privileged.
Yes. One thing he pointed out was a lot of the houses on the top, they had the steel poles. So he was saying one of the things that they do is pass the houses down from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. And so they leave the opportunity for the next generation to build onto the house to make another floor. And so that's what, you know, he's like, they may not but to them, you know, no matter how small it is, it's always that hope to build up. And that was just so beautiful because he pointed out
beautiful
that for 40 hours a week, it was $56. $56 they were paid for 40 hours a week.
And it's pretty expensive to live in Jamaica, you know, on the regular economy. It's actually pretty expensive. I mean, I know when I was there a couple of years ago, at that time, a gallon of milk was like $9 or something crazy like that. It was insane. And, we are very privileged. What a beautiful story, because they didn't teach me about that, about the reason why the poles were on top. You know, we just kind of learned that, you know, oftentimes if you work a portion of land for a while, then eventually it just becomes yours. So I thought that was really interesting. But wow, well, good for you being able to get out and enjoy life with the hubby. I know he's excited and all that good stuff. And thank you so much, Shayla, for spending time with me and with my audience here on the Tamika Hall Radio Show. I pray that God just continues to blow up your ministry and, you know, everything that he has for you. I just pray that it just trickles down in abundance.
Thank you so much. I received that. Thank you for having me. This was wonderful.
Thank you so much. Listen, you all, I got some great music coming your way. I want you to keep it locked right here. Oh, before we go, make sure that you connect with Shayla Shaw. Hello. Go to her website. Go to NavigatingMyCrazy.com so you can become part of the community and tune into her podcast and all of that good stuff. Keep it locked right here.
Clap your hands in here. Clap your hands in here. Everybody clap those hands in here. Let's go.
Forever and ever.
Come on, TBA, say please.
Get ready.
Yeah, yeah.
For a change.
I like
it.
He shall reign.
He shall Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Tamika Hall Radio Show. This is your girl, Tamika Hall, and I'm really excited about tonight's show. I told you this was going to be a good show, and I hope that you did what I asked you to do, which was to connect with your people and let them know that they needed to be tuned into this broadcast. I really hope that you did that. Y'all, taking care of our mental health, it's not an issue. It's not a bad thing. It's not something that should be taboo. It doesn't mean that you're crazy. Just because you need a moment or you need to take a breather or you need to get counseling or have a mentor, or have somebody to talk to, that's not what it means. It's a good thing. So if you're listening right now, and you're saying, listen, I think that I need just a little bit of help. There is nothing wrong with that. I am one of those women who sought the help, and I am better for it. The moment that you do it, you're a better wife, a better mother, a better daughter, friend, cousin, whatever is important to you. You're a better entrepreneur. You are better in ministry. You are better at being able to finally pursue your purpose because you took the moment to pursue your own mental health. Mental health is not a dirty word. It is actually something that is necessary. Listen, this has been a really great broadcast. Remember that I love you. You were created to make God famous. It's your girl, Tamika Hall, and I'm out.
Tell me, where do I begin? You are like my favorite friend. I'm saying ever since the first day, I never wanted this to end. This was love at first sight, yeah, love at first sight. When everything was going wrong, you made it alright. You told me I'm better, better than I knew. Now you help me do all things in you. Tell me, where do I begin? You are like my favorite friend. Love so incredible, never want it to end. Oh, how I love you. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up, I'm talking about bless up. I wanna know you better. Come on and bless up, I'm talking about bless up. Wanna tell everybody, gotta tell everybody, that you are the greatest, and you can't be replaced. Oh, how I love you, let's stay together. I wanna bless up, come on, let's bless up. The question is, will I leave you? The answer is, oh no. Just ask my friends, they know. When it comes to you, I'm sold. Where you leave me, I'ma follow. Where you leave me, I'ma follow. Not talking about pics on the gram, but where you leave me, I'ma follow. Anywhere you go, I don't really care. Cause anywhere you're not, I don't wanna be there. The question is, will I leave you? The answer is, oh no. I feel this love in my soul, and I just wanna let the world know, let the world know. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up. I'm talking about bless up. I wanna know you better. Come on and bless up. I'm talking about bless up. Wanna tell everybody, gotta tell everybody, that you are the greatest and you can't be replaced. Oh, how I love you. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up. Come on, let's bless up. I can't hide that I like you. No one like you. And you make me come alive, and I feel like I can fly. Brought me so far, that's a fact. And I'm never